Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, here come the Irish, officially wedged into the framework of the ACC. And the implications from that, how to get ready for a season in such a unique time like this. Tommy Bowden, former Clemson head coach, ACC Network analyst, is with us. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing good. That Notre Dame entry is going to be big into the ACC this year. I think it's something, just a sign of good things to come.
Yeah, Coach, do you think that this is something that could be more on a permanent basis? I know they don't want to fully give up their independence because of the NBC contract and everything else that goes with being independent and being able to play anyone in at any time, but do you think that this has a chance to have some lasting impact?
I think it does, and it's kind of like, you know, dating a girl for a long time and you finally get to first base. Finally got to the first base, and, you know, better things
shouldn't take that long.
It took a while. Notre Dame's one of the better looking girls out there, so you had to really work hard.
But yeah,
I think this is kind of getting their teeth in them a little bit, and might have a tendency to pull them in.
Yeah, do you think that Dabo, Sweeney, and Clemson, because there's now like a legit power in the ACC, consistent power, I should say, because every now and then you get some teams that are really good, other than Clemson. But do you think Dabo agrees with you?
Well, I do for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's established credibility. You know, he's kind of getting up there in the Urban Meyer, Nick Saban stratosphere. So, he's got no other fears. And what the ACC now, the ACC needs a Clemson challenger. And they haven't had one. So Notre Dame might be the burst that the ACC needs. The Big Ten's kind of really solid. The SEC's solid. The ACC's trying to catch them. Notre Dame would be great, and I think Dabo's at a stage of his career and what he's accomplished that he would probably welcome Notre Dame.
You know what, Tom? It's interesting because we were talking about I love the ACC, but it's just an unnatural fit for me from Notre Dame, although with Clemson it certainly is going to be interesting. But to me, you know, geographically, just in terms of, you know, many different parts of the equation, weather, even architecture on the campuses, I just feel like Notre Dame would just fit so seamlessly into the Big Ten. And I know that there were flirtations back in the day. Can you take us through the mechanics? Like, why the ACC, now I know, and I don't mean the relationship now with football, I mean just in general, why were the Irish not in the Big Ten? Why are they in the ACC?
The ACC has a, just from being in it for 10 years and being in the SEC for 11, the ACC has the perception, and a lot of it's self-inflicted, that they're an academic league. And,
yeah.
And you went to one of those academic schools. Fortunately, you had success, pretty good success at your time. And I think they see Notre Dame as that one of those top 20, top 10 academic athletic combination institutions that fit well. Now, whether that's reputation is deserved or credited, but I know that's how they are perceived. And I know when my alma mater, West Virginia, was trying to get in the ACC, they didn't look favorably on that transition.
that's interesting.
Yeah, but you have good analogies, Coach. They
yeah,
they should let you in for that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. You know, as we look at this going forward, and we look at, you know, how they're trying to execute this season with 10 conference games. I think the SEC just announced that they're doing a conference only, or they put out a 10-game conference schedule only. Is this the right way to go about it? 10 games, and you do one in-state rivalry game if you can, but it's got to be in the state of the ACC school. Is that the right way to go about this scheduling wise?
you know, since every school is in uncharted waters, you know, nobody really knows. But I think of all the systems right now, this will give you the best way to, I think, accomplish a true champion. 14 teams in the ACC, you're going to play 10 conference games. You're going to have a pretty good idea after the schedule who the two best teams are. Mm-hmm. Then it gives you a chance for either another non-Power 5 conference or a in-state rival.
Yeah.
Clemson, South Carolina would be an example. So I think it's got tremendous flexibility. You've got two open dates worked out in the schedule because of the possible COVID-19, whatever might happen with that. So I really think the 10 conference games plus one, especially for the ACC, since it's a 14-team league, is going to give them a really good chance at having the two true best teams play in the playoff championship game.
Pardon me, Coach. We're talking to Tommy Bowden, former Clemson head coach, ACC network analyst, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So I know you saw this. It's not the ACC, but it's a big name. Caleb Farley, it is the ACC. I know that didn't sound right in my head.
Correct.
Yeah.
Caleb Farley is the first real true prominent player. You know, a lot of mocks have him going first round. He's a first round talent for sure. What kind of trend is this? Does this open the floodgates? I know that was an expression used yesterday from an agent to somebody in our business. What does this do for the other stars who might follow what Caleb Farley is about to do?
Well, this is what I think might happen. If it doesn't open the floodgates for players to do what he's doing, declare before the season starts. Say, for example, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson plays two games, gets COVID-19, has to sit out two games, then because of Caleb Farley, is he going to say, okay, that's enough, I've proved myself, I'm coming out anyway, or it happens somewhere around the sixth or eighth game with another player, Travis Etienne, or somebody else, high-caliber, potential first- or second-round draft pick. So Caleb Farley might not set a trend as far as potential first-rounders coming out before the season starts, but I think it's going to raise some eyebrows and some create some doubt and indecision by some of those guys. If they get COVID, or 10 players on the team get COVID, it looks like the season's going to tank, and they say, hey, I'm going to pull out.
That's an interesting scenario to think about, especially for some of those top teams that they can't compete for a championship anymore. But, you know, I 3 weeks ago, I started thinking about the issues that college football is going to have with the scheduling. They're all doing different scheduling, as we all know. The NCAA hasn't given much guidance, and it's not even the coaches and the ADs that are having inputs on the schedule. It's the presidents and chancellors, and the commissioners of the leagues that are kind of helping make these decisions. Do you think that the college football playoff can go forward the way that it has in the past?
Oh, they're betting on it strongly, I think, because of the finances. But I think right now, if things hold true to form, the schedules that have been anticipated, everybody right now, I think maybe the Big 12 might not have announced anything yet, but everybody else has. I think we can still get a true champion with a 14 playoff, as much so as we had in the past, if things stay true to form. If there's some kind of a wrench thrown into it halfway through with the pandemic or cancellations or COVID virus outbreaks, then I think it's going to be some doubt and indecision about a true champion.
Tommy, let me ask you this. You know, there's so many parents that listen to our show. Maybe not all parents are blessed to have a son or a daughter, you know, poised to get a college scholarship or getting ready to go back to a college campus to eventually compete again in whatever sport they compete in. But parents care about their children inherently. And I am just curious how this could be positioned as anything other than, you know, and I hate to be so negative, but really just almost a reckless, disgusting money grab on the part of the NCAA. Convince me otherwise. They don't care about the kids.
No, and that's a discussion I had last night on another nationally syndicated show on another station last night. Is that, you know, as a head coach, you sit in a young man's home at 17, you look his mother in the eye and you say, I am going to take care of your son. Mm-hmm. I'm going to treat him like one of my own and make sure that I give him every opportunity to be successful academically and make sure from a health standpoint, all the medical grades, everything you have medically to offer him you can. And then all of a sudden, unfortunately, with what happened just recently in baseball, this is starting to look like, a financial grab because, you know, Tiki, you don't have time to talk about it, but the ripple effects financially on the non-Power 5s and the 1AAs that pay the play the Power Fives for their budget. Practically $1 million Power Five game for one AA school makes their whole budget.
Yeah,
it's going to start looking potentially like you just said. Maybe the health, the intensity to the health of the player is on the back burner, and we've got to make ends meet financially.
So we're talking to Tommy Bowden, and coach at Clemson, obviously, two-time ACC Coach of the Year, and he's an analyst on the ACC Network, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, Coach, BT and I were talking about that yesterday, about how, you know, some of these group of five schools are just, I mean, they're out of luck. These guarantee games where they get paid, that's just not happening anymore. You know, but let me take in a slightly different angle here. We've seen two schools, Michigan State and Rutgers, have to completely shut down and completely quarantine. And it's looking like at Rutgers, it might have been because some of the kids went to a party, which is just grossly irresponsible. But as a coach, how do you prepare for this season? You know what I mean? It's so unconventional. There's so many things you learn about your team in the spring. They've had nothing. There's so many things that you learn about these early practices, which now have to be kind of distanced and careful about. How do you even prepare for a season this year in college football?
You know, what makes it really difficult with no spring and then limited time practice, and the way you play a game with as few errors as possible is get as many repetitions as you can. Then all of a sudden, players miss, and you've got to take a guard, move him to a tackle. You've got to take a second-team quarterback, give him reps that the first team's getting, the first team's out. And you start minimizing reps. You're really going to, I think, if you look for a really sloppy flop that's going to potentially go on the field. But, you know, you end up playing and practicing guys. You know, when you have a mass number of guys out, and they're good players, they're your starters or second-teamers, and then you work your third-teamers, or you make adjustments with freshmen, moving them up, take redshirt years off of guys. Then all of a sudden, the other guys get healthy. You move them back in. You've wasted a bunch of practice time. And
yeah,
there's really going to have to be some great imagination done by the coaches. Because, as I mentioned, these problems are unprecedented. They've never happened. And coaches are going to have to be really creative, to minimize some of the situations you just brought up.
Not easy. Coach, thanks a lot. Appreciate you, Tommy.
Hey, last thing, I talked to my father yesterday. Told him I was talking to you.
Nice.
He's 90 right now. I thought I was going to lose him on the phone.
Tell your father my best, man. I have much respect for Coach Bowden and for you for coming on with us constantly. So,
hey, thanks a lot to your family. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.